News. I'm Dave Collins. President Biden is being briefed on border security after arriving in El Paso, Texas. It's his first trip to the U.S. southern border as president. It included a stop at Bridge of the Americas checkpoint. One Texas Democrat says U.S. immigration infrastructure and policies are outdated.
Where I've hit a brick wall is Congress.
Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Congresswoman Veronica Escobar called the surge at the southern border a refugee crisis and that the issue has been used as a political prop for too long. She went on to stress the need to come together and solve this once and for all. Police in North Carolina are investigating the deaths of two adults, three children, as an apparent murder-suicide. High Point Police Captain Matt Truitt says officers found all five victims inside the home Saturday morning after receiving calls of people screaming for help. Keep in mind, when you fly, do not put pets in your carry-on or checked luggage.
This after a case out of Florida. Workers at the Tampa International Airport recently discovered a 4-foot-long boa constrictor jammed inside one passenger's luggage. It was found next to a pair of shoes, a belt, and a laptop when the bag went through the machine. Airport officials want to remind folks to never put pets inside luggage. It's up to the airline to decide which pets are allowed on board. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Widespread heavy rainfall is expected in the valley and foothills in Northern California as a stronger system moves into the area tonight, lasting until Tuesday. Forecasters are warning of flooding and strong winds, which could bring down trees and cause power outages. The Powerball jackpot continues to grow. No one picked all six numbers in last night's drawing. That means Monday night's jackpot, $340 million. The Mega Millions on Tuesday is worth $1.1 billion. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Attorneys for Tesla and Elon Musk are looking to move his upcoming trial from California to Texas in an effort to find unbiased jurors. Musk and other current and former Tesla board members are facing a shareholder class action suit that says Musk manipulated Tesla's stock in 2018 following a tweet that he was thinking about taking the company private with funding secured. Tesla trading initially stopped, with shares volatile in the weeks following. A Sacramento woman is dead after a tree fell on her yesterday. Sacramento Fire says a woman was critically injured, was taken to the hospital. She later died from her injuries. Officials say rain and wind likely caused the tree to fall. GM is back on top.
The Detroit carmaker had a slight annual gain in the U.S. in vehicle sales last year, despite major supply chain issues. GM reported it sold over 2 million vehicles last year in the United States, which is up by 2.5% from 2021. The crown as top American automaker was held by Toyota, which reported it sold slightly less than GM last year and is down 9.6% from 2021. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
McDonald's is planning to lay off some of its corporate staff. A memo to employees from CEO Chris Kempczinski said the company will be evaluating roles and staffing levels with difficult discussions and decisions ahead. Dave Collins, USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.